It appears that the Libyan security forces are in control of the capital, Tripoli, a day after airstrikes were carried out against protesters. Demonstrators do appear to be in control, for now at least, in the eastern parts of the country, those parts which border Egypt. And we're going to take you there now. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has traveled from Cairo and reached that border with Libya. She's been speaking with people fleeing the country. And Lourdes, describe the scene for us there at the border.
Well, what I can tell you right now is that there's a dust storm kicking up here in the desert, but we are seeing Egyptians crossing over this border in fairly large numbers. They're carrying all their possessions stuffed into burlap sacks and hoisted on top of minivans, and they're fleeing in quite large numbers. And we've been able to speak to quite a few of them about what's happening in eastern Libya. And basically what they've told me is that there is no presence of the police, there is no presence of the Libyan army, and that the protesters are in control of the streets of eastern Libya, that is Baidab, Tobruk, all the towns in eastern Libya. And what we're hearing is that armed militias, young men, are basically now the security forces, and they are checking people's identifications, and they're keeping the peace and stopping people from looting. They've also showed us some fairly gruesome video of what happened in the first few days of the protests, when they say Gaddafi's forces sent mercenaries from African nations out against them. And we saw quite a few difficult videos to watch of basically gangs of young men assaulting these people, and then pictures of their mutilated bodies. So clearly quite a violent response to the violence that was perpetrated against them, they say.
And just briefly, when you say foreign mercenaries, who would those be?
Well, it's difficult to know. They say that these are mercenaries sent in from Sudan, from Chad. Some even allege that there were some Algerian forces in there. It was a question that we asked them, how do you know that these are foreigners? And they said, we just knew by the color of their skin, by their accent. And I did see one particular video where they did manage to get a weapon from one of these men. And so clearly they were armed, at least some of them.
Let's talk about the city of Benghazi, where the protesters really seem to have gotten control pretty fast. What are you hearing about conditions there?
Basically, the same thing that I'm hearing about conditions in Baida and Tobruk, that the pro-democracy forces have basically taken control of the city. There were tensions over the weekend. Those seem to have subsided for now. But there are fears after reports of what happened about the crackdown in Tripoli that if Muammar Gaddafi manages to rally his forces, they will then attack the eastern part of the country. And also what we're hearing is that these pro-democracy forces are very well armed. They managed to wrest a lot of the weapons away from the police. In some cases, we also have heard reports from those fleeing that the army and police forces joined the pro-democracy forces. And what they're telling me is that they're calling this eastern part of the country Free Libya. They feel that they have control of the situation and that they have essentially wrested the eastern part of Libya away from Gaddafi's control.
We have all heard, of course, your coverage of protests in Egypt, the protests that ousted Hosni Mubarak. How would you compare that with the stories you are hearing from Libyans now?
I think they're very different types of stories. First of all, in the way that the Libyan government has tried to crush these protests brutally. And I can also tell you that in the response, these men are also armed. These pro-democracy forces are armed in Libya as well, and they are fighting back. So clearly this is more of an armed confrontation. This isn't the kind of peaceful demonstrations that we saw inside Egypt. However, when I brought this up with some of the men that I've been speaking to, they said, we had to defend ourselves. There was terrible violence being perpetrated against us. There was a massacre in some cities, and we needed to defend ourselves, and so we did.
Lourdes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Libya's eastern border with Egypt.